Hey, everybody, this is Patty. Welcome to The Witching Hour. I am ending my podcast and never coming back again. Just kidding. Happy April Fool's Day. I'm such a bad liar. I think Imagine Dragons has a song called Bad Liar. I'm a bad liar. I'm not even good at April Fool's. My mom was good at me when I was a kid. But no, I'm not ending this podcast ever. It's immortal. And speaking of immortal, today's guest is the one and only great-grandnephew of Bram Stoker, the international best-selling author, Dacre Stoker. Yes, himself, keeping that family vision alive. But before I bring on Dacre, where's Patty? Because I never know. And on April Fool's Day, I'm really not going to know, but I am home. I am home. I am getting ready to leave in a couple of weeks for Arizona. And when I get home from Arizona, I'm going to be packing for Romania. And you're going to like today's show and you're going to want to join me on this Transylvania Witch and Vampire Tour because Dacre's going to tell us all the amazing, magical, spooky, fabulous, beautiful, fun things to do there. So that's what I'm doing in May. And then I'm going to Pennhurst Asylum for Pennhurst Paracon. And then I'm going to end it up in Texas because where three different places could be more different than that, I don't know. But as always, instead of remembering all this, go to pattynegri.com and sign up for my newsletter. Go to my social media, except for Facebook. I'm probably still hacked on that. So that's not really me on Facebook. Other than that, Tuesday, I am still teaching at my school, University Magicus. And Wednesday, do not miss the Witch's Movie Coven. I hear that there is some noise in the background, and that is because it's Willow's play date, and her friends are coming over for the first time in a long time. So we're just going to say, where's Patty? She is trying to tell her dog to be quiet, which is an impossibility. So just go to my website, like me, follow me, buy a book, buy some power panties, and make sure you stick around for The Witching Hour with Dacre Stoker. Hey, everybody, guess what time it is? It is time for the Willow Report. Willow put on a cat costume because it's April Fool's Day. So, Willow, can you bark like a dog? No, this is Gracie. The reason we have Gracie is because Willow just left for a play date. Yes, indeed. In no way is she going to sit here and pretend to look at the camera as I talk about her when all her best friends are showing up in the backyard. And she's just getting better after being sick, so she's very excited. Gracie, what do you think about that? She said, well, okay. I'm hoping just that she doesn't bite me because today is a vampire day and she is, if there ever was a vampire cat, it's little Miss Gracie. But I do want to tell everybody, Willow is doing great. She's getting healthy. Gracie was her nurse throughout her illness, would cuddle up to her and give her a bath every day, sometimes twice a day. Then she'd bite her. But that's Gracie because she's a vampire cat. Because it is April Fool's Day, so the Willow Report means we don't get Willow because she's running around the backyard with all her best friends. So, Gracie, bark for the... Look at the camera. You and Willow, look at the camera. Look. That's the Willow Report. She didn't bite me. Okay, for today's magic lesson, we're going to talk about laughter. It is April Fool's, after all, when this first dropped. So whenever you watch it, funny is good. Funny is fun. Funny is something we need in our lives. You don't have to be a jokester. You don't have to know how to tell jokes. You don't have to April Fool's your family, lover, kids, cats, and dogs. But we do have to have levity and laughter in our life. You know, there's a million sayings about it, like laughter is the best medicine. It is. One of my favorite tips for paranormal, since this is a magical, mystical day, when all else fails, you know, I am the queen of protection. Wear your helm of all. Wear your pentacle. Use this herb. Use this oil. Use everything else. My first and last resort to everything is, when all else fails, laugh. If you are in the most haunted house of whatsoever, or you are even with scary people, and again, they're coming at you and there's no other way out, laugh. Number one, it throws them off guard, whether it's a weird burglar or a bad ghost or spirit or whatever else you're finding out there in the other world. It takes them off guard. That gives you a second to think. And number two, laughter really is magic because laughter is your air. I'm always talking about talk out loud. Ha, ha, ha. Voice is magic. Laughter is vowels. Ha, 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 ha. He, he. I'm the worst laugher. I sound like a bad card. My real laughs are kind of and people look at me. It's like, why is that coming out of that woman? It's like, yeah. But laughter, it comes out in vowels. Vowels clear the head, give you focus. Think about it. Every sacred word is a vowel, like a amen. Oh, ha, ha, ha. And so just the sounds coming out of you will make you clear and focused. That breath coming out of you is your life force, your pneuma. The moisture is your free will, things I preach practically daily. So when all else fails, laugh. When you're taking yourself too seriously and you're in a bad mood, start to laugh. Start to laugh even if it's the world's fakest laugh. It's like, you're going to sound so stupid and so ridiculous, you will make yourself legitimately laugh. It is one of the favorite things I do when I'm doing a clearing and I get to a room that's really dark with the people of the home. And I could tell that whether it's spirit world or lots of arguments or illness or things that have happened there, I say, laugh. We're going to laugh with all our might, as loud and hard and as silly as you can. And they're really uncomfortable with it at first, but I make them do it. And then they laugh and then they feel so uncomfortable and they sound so ridiculous that it turns into a real laugh. We have just raised the vibration level of that room, of that space. We have literally changed the energy in that room with 20, 30 seconds of laughter. So happy April Fool's Day. Do something silly, fool yourself, fool somebody else, but always remember to laugh every day because laughter is the best medicine. Laughter is magic. Today's magic, we're going into my vampire world a bit with a really, really special guest, the one and only Dacre Stoker. Yes, he is the great grandnephew of the one and only Bram Stoker. Welcome, Dacre. I am so glad I finally get to meet you.
No, Patty, thank you so much for having me here on The Witching Hour. Our time of the evening, isn't it?
It is.
We haven't, I mean, we've got so close. We got so many people in common, but now we finally get together on your show. So thank you for having me.
I know. And thank you for coming on. I'm glad. I'm surprised it's taken this long, but now we can never say that again.
After tonight, we will have Ted tonight at the witching hour.
Yeah, now we will be old friends. Yes. So, I'm thrilled to have you on because guess what? I am actually going just next month on my very first trip to Transylvania with a mutual friend of ours, my bestie in the world, Father Sebastian. We're doing a witch and vampire tour of Transylvania. And I know I'm an expert on the subject.
Well, yeah, I've been there a number of times. It's been about, I think, 14 now. I actually been there for research, for pleasure, and leading some tours. So I got to ask you, though, because I could probably help you a little bit. Where are you guys going? I mean, where do you fly into, and what's on the agenda? So I can help give you pointers.
I don't know where we fly into yet, but we're going to, on the very first day, Vlad Tepes Monastery and Vlad the Impaler's tomb. And then we're going to Katakuzuno Castle.
Okay. Well, that means you must be flying into Bucharest.
Okay.
Because Snagov Island is where, you know, it's really mysterious. First of all, there used to never be a bridge to get there. You used to have to go in a rowboat. But Ooh. Now you can walk across. And it's very mysterious because it's one of these really cool Orthodox churches. Patty, the colors, the paintings on the inside, you know, they paint all the walls, everything. And there is these sort of a shrine to Vlad the Impaler. And the mystery is back in the 90s, apparently, as his popularity was increasing in popular culture, there was an expedition to sort of exhume the grave to see what they would find. And they found these sort of bones of a wolf. And they found coins from the era of Vlad the Impaler, but they didn't find any human form, but then, yeah. You know, that sort of makes sense.
Of course it does.
But then some of the the very serious Orthodox monks that live there will kind of say, ooh, but we would never want to have our patron saint's grave up in front like this. It's in the back so the tourists don't desecrate it. So the mystery sort of remains is where is he actually buried? And it's a great conundrum because, you know, all things point to here. It's not too far from where the final battle was. So who knows? So that's a great place, and you know, have enjoy that. And then Kantakuso Castle is where parts of Wednesday was filmed.
Really?
Oh, it's a beautiful place, and they have done it up to the max, as you can imagine, because tourists are now flocking there like they do to popular film sites, where you can, you know, those sort of wooden cutouts you can stick your face through and you look like Wednesday. You know, that, and they have a wonderful bar restaurant out front, incredible scenery. And just do me one thing, okay? Just as a favor, you and Father Sebastian, I need you guys to toast with some adult beverage, I don't care what, something, with the mountains in the background. Okay. And you have to say something like, when in Rome, mania, have that posted, because that's what I like to do with my guests when we go there. And it's like, perfect.
And I will do it. And I will tag you.
Please.
And everybody will wish they were there. And then we'll send them on you, because I know you have an upcoming tour as well.
Yeah, we're doing one with Halloween. So yeah, they're probably very similar, because they're all the hot spots you guys are going to.
Oh, that's fabulous.
But yeah, we're going to go to Halloween at Halloween time. So where else are you guys going? Give me some of the cool things.
On day two, we're going to Pele's Castle or the King's Castle and Pelisor Castle, the Queen's Castle, and then Alpine Resort of Sanaria, Heroes Cross, Old Hags and Sphinx. I guess those are mountains.
Oh my gosh. Okay, hold on now. First of all, Pele's Castle and Pelisor are probably the most beautiful castles in all of Europe. They're not a ruin, okay? There are the homes of the royalties of Romania. You're going to get blown away how gorgeous this is. It is so cool. And then when you're up, you begin to go up into the mountains of Sanaia, and you're going to think you're in like the Alps. I mean, it is very sort of alpine feeling. The hotels, you know, have that sort of that look like you'd see in alpine settings with the sort of the wood on the balconies and so on. Really gorgeous. Plus, if you guys are really going up that high, up into the mountains to this famous, you know, the Romanian Sphinx, you better have some good walking shoes. I'm just going to warn you. And the trick is, especially in May, the weather changes quickly when you get to high mountain stuff. So take it from me, lots of layers in like a day pack so that you could quickly put on a fleece, a raincoat, you know, ball cap, pair of gloves, and then take it off when it gets really hot, up and down, and then like sturdy walking shoes, because when you get into some of the, not Pele's Castle, you could walk barefoot around that place. But the other, you know, sort of more rugged terrain, you're going to want some really sturdy shoes.
Okay. I will wear sturdy shoes and lots. I live in like sunny Los Angeles, and I usually have 14 layers on. I have shirts that go, yes, I'm still cold. So I will look like the Pillsbury Doughboy. So
yeah, and you will be thankful. Exactly. Yeah, for sure.
Okay. Then we are going to Fortress of Raznov and visit Dracula's Castle in Bran.
Ah, yes. Okay. So first of all, what you got to realize is that this part of the world, when you look at a map and you see where Romania is in relation to the Black Sea, and you think of that, everything to the east of that back in Vlad's day in the 1400s was the rising powerful Ottoman Empire of, you know, 400,000 strong armies trying to make their way into Europe to take over the Christians, right? What was in between? It was the Black Sea, the Danube Delta, which is kind of like the Florida Everglades of Romania, and the Carpathian Mountains that you're going to be right up in the middle of. And those mountains are like the Swiss Alps, small mountain passes that Vlad Dracula was able to defend with a much, much smaller army. But you're going to see all of that. And the places like Raznov are mountaintop fortresses with this very interesting design that looks like, you know, a shell, like a conch shell turned upright, so that what happens is if any of the enemy do get in, they are reduced to very narrow passages to try to get up to the top where the important people are. So they're very easy to defeat. So Rajnov, I think you'll be taking up a like a cable car, and then Brandcastle, the like gem of everything. All I'll tell you is this. Some people say, it's just a publicity campaign. It's not Dracula's castle. It is in relation to this. Vlad Dracula may have been there just a little bit, but Bram Stoker saw two pictures of this castle where you're going in two of the books that he used for his research. And so there were sketches of these, of this castle, two books that he used when he was writing his description of the exterior of Castle Dracula. So in that respect, from the fictional Dracula, it was definitely part of the whole writing and research process. And I've told the guys there, they've become good friends, and they've used that in their marketing because a lot of people love to jump on them. It's the number one tourist attraction in Romania. That's a lie. It's not true. You've heard it here on your show, Patty. It is true.
Went from a Stoker himself. So that is beautiful.
Yeah.
And that's only day three. Then we're going to Magura on the way, Town Brasov. We talked about that. Then I'm going to
Targoviste.
Targoviste, royal medieval city of Vlad Tepes.
So that's one of the places that, it's funny, that was a capital at one time, one of the capitals of what we now is Romania, made up of Wallachia, Transylvania, Moldavia. And so it's about 40 miles from Bucharest. So even though Bucharest had a capital, Targoviste had a capital, and with EU money, of which Romania is a part of, they've done a great job renovating Targoviste. And you will see some very, very cool Orthodox church that's been renovated. You'll see some beautiful brickwork. It'll be freezing ass cold, excuse me.
Okay.
At the bottom, underneath this, because it's like year-round, you're about 10 feet below ground. It just stays cool all the time.
Really?
But there's also a tower I have to admit I've got a little problem with because I'm claustrophobic. So the Chindia Tower is what Vlad Dracula had built. And Chindia means sunrise. So this tower was erected at Targoviste so that when Vlad Dracula was in residence, he could have watchmen on the top of it, because between there and Bucharest and the Danube Delta, it's flat as a pancake. And they could see if any enemies are coming, because they made a law after sunrise, when the sun goes down, nobody's allowed to have any outdoor fires. Vlad the Impaler was out fighting that day, and he comes back, and his wife had received an arrow through the window with a message in it saying, if you give up, we'll be nice to you. And she freaked out and she committed suicide by jumping out of the castle and into the Argus River. And because she committed suicide, that's a mortal sin to the church, and they couldn't bury her in consecrated graveyard. So her soul was damned. That's why Vlad the Impaler stabbed the cross, drank the blood, and became a vampire, which is not what Bram Stoker did in his story, but that's what Jim Hart and Francis Ford Coppola did. The story fits perfectly, but that's the fortress at least you could be at the bottom of it. But it's become such a popular tourist attraction, even though you have to walk up 1,480 steps up the side of a mountain to get there, that they're fixing it up so that it's much nicer when you're up there, because it's pretty much a ruin. But once again, the scenery from the top is incredible.
Okay, this is great. And we're still on day four. And we're going to day five, Rupia Castle?
Rupia is a lot like Rajnov, another very cool citadel on top of a big hill. So the only fires would be an approaching army, you know, with their torches. So that's why it's called the Sunrise Tower. But it's got a narrow, winding staircase that goes up. And I feel like a weenie when I go there, Patty, because one of the people in the tour, I say, look, guys, I can go up, but I don't want to be stuck in there with like five tourists going up and five tourists coming down and Dacre stuck in the middle and nobody knows where to go. I'd freak out. So I have to have somebody go all the way up, stop all the traffic. Hey, Dacre, come on up now. And then I'm up, I'm no problem. And then we have to do the same thing going down.
Down. Okay. Well, I'll remember that. I'm good with crowd pounding, but I love it. There's a theme there that they just get you dizzy on the way up to castles and
they do. But when you're up there, the scenery is absolutely incredible. So you guys are going to have a great time, and obviously lots of extra external battery packs for your phone if you're going to take pictures with your phone, because you'll be taking so many photos, you'll just burn through that battery.
Okay, that's good. I don't know what happened to my battery packs. They go away. And on that same day, I don't know if we've talked, Poneri Castle?
You might not be going there. And the reason is, you should check with who's ever running it. It's been under a renovation. It might be fixed. I could be wrong, but I haven't been able to go there for a year and a half. And my people say we may or may not still be able to go there. It is the legitimate fortress, not a castle so much, fortress that Vlad Dracula did fight battles from. Okay. And so for your listeners, do you remember the 92 Coppola film where they had the sort of the basis of the story was incredible architecture? I mean, some of the things you're going to figure out is that the name Romania comes from the Romans, obviously, who took over the place and brought with it all their ability to do these strong Roman arches with bricks. And so the resulting architecture, not just for nice living buildings, but for fortresses. And Rupia is one of these that is built incredibly strong to withstand when the Turks did show up with their cannonballs, the walls are like really, really, but that's cool. I'm so glad you guys are hitting all the A spots.
You're good. And we're only halfway done. Then we're going to the castle on the hill of Sashes, ruins, an ancient ruins. And then French Trappist Abbey of Carta.
Ah, yes, that's cool. That'll be good. Yep.
Okay. Then we're going to Bulgarian Road to Glacial Balia Lake.
Oh, wow. That is one of the most, what do they call it? My Romanian friends know the name. It's one of these shows in England that's some guys from England with these, like really amazing cars, not road and track, but something like that. And they've determined that's one of the coolest roads in the freaking world. And it's really twisty it's Top Gear. That's right. And they filmed there and they've determined that to be an incredible road. I've been there when they were actually shooting a Lamborghini commercial.
Oh,
and
wow.
all the traffic had to stop. It's so cool. And then that glacial lake on the top, definitely you're going to need all of your 15 layers, Patty.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you. Two suitcases coming in.
Yeah.
Okay. This is so helpful. I'm getting more and more excited. I hope everybody listening is going to go sign up now.
One more thing. When you're up top, up near that lake, there's always a little pop-up village for all the locals to sell jams, jellies, flowers, nuts and things. If you like anything, I always try to buy when I'm up there a jar of blueberry jam or jelly. It's like fresh melted blueberries. And I just take it with me to when I go to the restaurants and I, put it onto a piece of toast or something. It is like so amazingly good.
Ooh, one of my favorite foods in the world is blueberry. So it's salt.
Okay.
All right. Then we're going to medieval Sigisoara.
Sigisoara. Oh, other than Bran Castle, that's my favorite place in all of Romania. It is a walled, UNESCO walled city. And people still live in it, but it goes back to the 1400s. And it is the place where Vlad the Impaler and his family lived. It's where he was born. They've got places, the sort of the footprint of the building that now is there. It wasn't that at the time. But I'll tell you this. You guys, if you can stand it, I don't know if you're early risers. But you
am.
And Father
we
Sebastian.
Are. We both are.
Get up early in the morning. And wander around. It's totally safe. And wander around the town.
Okay.
And you'll love that because it gets pretty crowded with tourists because it's such a beautiful place. And just take your phone, look for pictures where there's not as many people around. And there's also a very cool covered walkway up the side of the hill to the church and the graveyard at the top. And it used to be a school church and graveyard. So that has wonderful museums in it, very authentic museums, and a clock tower that you'll get an incredible view. Enjoy that place, but enjoy it like quietly. Just really try to
get up before everybody else does. Okay.
Find the vibe. Yeah.
Find the vibe. Quick pit stop at Mediash.
Yep.
Okay. Mediash. Saxon German medieval city of Cebu.
Cebu. Yeah, that's a great, that's obviously it's more modern, but you, what's cool is a modern city, and you see, you, anywhere you go, you just see, oh my God, look at those, look at this fortress. Yeah,
wow.
Parts of the walled city are still there. And that's also a place where Vlad the Impaler attacked.
Okay, cool. Then Astra Village Museum.
Well, that's a good one. Yeah, because that's a reenactment. They created the village of these, of what places used to look like back in the 1600s.
Then we go to a medieval church near Sinsdale, then Gardini di Zoe, I guess, and Deva Castle.
Oh, Deva, yeah.
Deva Castle, Corvin Castle.
Oh, now, that is the, it's probably the most beautiful, other than Pelesh, which is more of a beautiful home. Corvin Castle is really impressive. It's the one that if any of your listeners go and Google Romania, it's got the big, and it's been very well renovated. The big sort of peaked red roofs, it looks like a Walt Disney picture. But it's where Vlad the Impaler was actually imprisoned for many months. And it's where I think Nicolas Cage filmed Ghost Rider as well. There's been a couple of other films there because it's so picturesque.
Wow.
Definitely cobblestone streets, Patty, in almost every place you've mentioned, with the exception of Pelesh Castle. So sturdy shoes. Otherwise, just think you guys are going to be on like a mountain hike and have sturdy shoes so you're not going to twist ankles or stuff like that.
I kind of wear army boots to go dancing, so it's my world.
You'll be fine. Yeah.
Then the Roman ruins of Multipietriana Sargentemeshusa.
Yeah,
so that place.
That's one of the oldest ruins in the whole country. Yeah, oh, that's cool.
I love you. Do know every inch of this place.
I've been there.
The stone church at Denson's, oldest church.
That's the oldest. Oh my God, you're going there too. That's so cool. That it's so inconsequential because it's just so small, but it's the oldest one in, I mean, that part of the world. It's unbelievable. My buddy Colin Hamilton, who is actually a videographer who lives in Deva, I should connect you guys up. He's from Ireland. He was a Sky TV photojournalist during the first Persian Gulf War, all these places, and he finally got tired of the wars. And he ended up marrying a young lady who's a lawyer in Deva near Corvin Castle. And on my first trip over there, I was doing a big festival at Corvin Castle. And he just came, he wanted to meet me, and he brought his camera and he videoed me. And he's since started his own business of, you know, drone footage and videoing things. He's the guy that's shot all of the footage of me in Romania that's, and we'll talk about it later, that's being used for the documentary film. So I need to connect you guys because, first of all, if anything goes south, you want a guy like him. I mean,
yes,
he is a
okay.
great guy to help you, and his wife being a lawyer, but he speaks obviously perfect English.
You need a lawyer on the way. Oh, we will. Thank you for that. I love it. Then we're going to Old Catholic Cathedral in Alba and the Knights of Templar Castle. I guess those two different places.
In Alba Iulia, I think. Yeah.
Alba Iulia. Yeah, Iulia.
That's right. That's a really incredible city that has a very strange but effective fortification. It looks like a massive star.
Wow.
So you look down at it, when you look down from above, like drone footage, it's like a star, but that has helped its fortification over the years. And it's like in really, really good shape because it's never been overrun.
That is beautiful. Tour to salt mine and then.
Yeah.
Tour to salt mine good? Okay.
Listen,
I
have to admit, I don't go into the salt mine because of the claustrophobia. And everybody says I'm crazy because, you go down, but, way, way down under like 200 feet or something. But inside there, it looks like an amusement park. I mean, they've got boats to paddle around in, a restaurant, Ferris wheel. Yeah, it's not like a dingy old mine, but I'm not sure. I don't want to go down there and put my guests in like a, like, oh God, Dacre's a liability because he's freaking out. So I just say, I'm going to do some emails that afternoon and I'll just stay up on top. But it's really worth it. That's what everybody says.
Okay. Well, if we ever go at the same time, I'll hold your hand. I'm pretty good with that.
Okay. All right. I might need that.
And I believe, no, it's not. The last place that we're going to, and I'm excited, the Hoi Ba Chu Forest.
I've been there too, twice actually. So I know the guys, Marius, actually two guys named Marius, who have helped, and I helped them write a grant to map the place. You know, my name, you know, goes far in this country.
Yes, does.
I love what you're doing, guys. So this is supposedly the most haunted forest in Europe. There's been strange things happen, strange sightings, disappearances, but they also have these trees that like have grown at this very weird angle.
Really?
And many of us now believe that's because the ground has shifted over time when they're growing and whatever. But I was up there with one of Marius's and a guy, actually Aaron Seegers from America, who is a paranormal investigator, and he brought these, you know, Aaron.
Yeah.
Oh, well, you had to ask it. All this equipment started freaking out when we were up there. Like it wasn't working. And it was a very eerie feeling because Aaron is not a BS guy. I mean, it's like, it's either this or that. I mean, so check with him about Hoi Ba Chu before you go, because he'll tell you what to get ready for. And you're really in a forest. So you guys got to go at nighttime. Don't weasel out and go during the day.
No, not nighttime. Yes.
You got to go at nighttime.
Yes.
Got to go at nighttime.
Oh, I'm so excited. Wow. Thank you. I'm going to like watch this 12 times before I like on the tour going, and then Dacre says this.
No, you listen, you guys are going to have a wonderful time. You're going to get tired. It's a lot of driving and that's a lot of places, but you're seeing all the A spots. You really are. Enjoy the food, drink a ton of water, and also make sure you have the right adapters. I should have said that for your power sources. Because the plugs over there are different, obviously, than here.
Yeah, I'm starting to collect plugs. Are they the same as like Ireland, or are they a whole different set?
No, it's different. What I recommend is you can get one of these little cubes that has the like two things come out or three things come out. Get one of those little cubes. But here's the other tricky thing: is get one of those cubes, but then get a small strip with three outlets for North American stuff. So one cube goes in the wall and you plug in your strip, and then a whole bunch of you can plug in your phones
to it. Oh, you're brilliant. I'm going to keep you around.
I've learned this stuff from being on these tours. Yeah.
That is great. So you mentioned that documentary.
So yeah, let me talk about that for a sec, because again, part of it is filmed in many of the places that you're going to. And it has been like, I'm over here investigating Bram Stoker, who never went there, but I wanted to know what he depicted in his novel, Dracula, and anything else, and where did it come from? And so I found the books that he's used for reference. And so now I want to see, okay, he read this book about Transylvania, Wallachia. He read this book about Vlad the Impaler that he found in this library, Is it true? Is it the real thing? What's it really like? And what do people in modern day think about Bram Stoker now, especially those that live on the trail of where he set Jonathan Harker, traveling from Vienna, Budapest, Ureda, Klausenberg, Cluj, where you're going for Hoi Ba Chu, up to Bistrica, and then up into the Borgo Pass, all these places, to see if the way it's described in the novel is what it's really like in real life. So the documentary is called Father of Dracula, and this is a part of it. It's Bram Stoker's life, his research, his writing of Dracula. And I've collected with this guy, Colin Hamilton, and a couple other folks, good footage. I'm working with a filmmaker, Jason Figgis, who's an Irish guy who does sort of documentary films, biopics, that sort of thing. And a writer, screenwriter, John West, who is all about, he does books on witches and paranormal stuff in England. So you would get off on these guys really nicely. They're great guys. They got great insight. The downside, Patty, is we're just doing this out of our own pockets. We just were so tired of waiting for somebody, like what always happens in Hollywood or anywhere else. Nobody's going to drop a bunch of money on you. We're just making it. The downside is we're short of about 25 grand to put Jason in a great recording studio to do his editing, or excuse me, editing studio. So that's why we're going to Indiegogo in April for, I think, 60 days. Father Dracula will be alive on Indiegogo. So if you guys like what Patty's going to do or what I've been talking about, go to Indiegogo, be generous, help us get this thing made. And with any luck, it'll go on a streaming network, History Channel, Travel Channel, who knows, it'll go on to film festival. But my point is, I want people to really understand Bram Stoker.
Yeah.
You know, understand him as a person, not just the theater manager of Henry Irving or the guy that wrote Dracula, or, you know, what really happened in Bram's life when he was a sickly little kid? What stories did his mother tell him that really messed up his mind? Not on purpose, you know, not on purpose. Yeah. And what was in those books? And I've found all of them.
That's,
and you know,
amazing.
What's strange? Patty, the London Library discovered that of the 26 books that he listed at the back of his notes, about 14 of them have pencil marks and pages turned down on pages that deal with symbolism, trances, trance walk, volcanoes, the devil, spiritualism. So Bram was reading books by people who went to Romania, who went to Eastern Europe, Germany, Austria, other places where they have sort of vampire stories and treaties have been written about it. He found a book by a Scottish lady, Emily Gerard, who wrote all about superstitions in Transylvania. That's actually something I need to, I'm going to send you, I'm going to email you before this trip. You're making me think of cool stuff.
Yeah.
The essay called Transylvania Superstitions that Bram read, you can print that off before you go. And at one of your stops, when you guys are chilling out at a restaurant or somewhere, or you're on the bus going, driving between one place to another, read that out loud.
Yeah.
I mean, it would instantly bring the vibe to you guys, and you'll think of, this is what Bram Stoker looked at. This is what he read. And it detailed, you know, these restless spirits. It detailed how people in those days looked at mourning rituals and suicide victims. And if it was perceived to be a vampire, how you would dispose of it. So that would be really cool. That would give you a cool vibe while you're there.
That is, oh, yes, please do. I will be honored. Yeah. You, oh. So this is great. You are like the keeper of the family of this. You know,
yeah, in a way. I mean, okay, so here's the thing. Bram was one of seven kids, right?
Yeah.
Of those seven kids, Bram had a son, and his youngest brother, my great-grandfather, had a son and a daughter. Well, luckily, the son came to Canada, got married. That's my grandfather. And Bram had a son, married, had a daughter. And one other family member, Tom, had a daughter. She married, but her family's all died out. So of seven kids in the family, only two have active offspring alive today.
Wow.
And
so
Bram,
you are the keeper of the family.
Oh, I am. And I do have, I get clearance really from Bram's great grandsons. Their last names aren't Stoker, although they are related, but because Bram's son had a daughter, she married twice during World War II. Both husbands died during World War II, so they're alive to this day, and they have some cool stuff. They've got the journal I found. They got other cool stuff, so they're happy, and they're in their 80s. Hey, Dacre, take this, go forward, keep Bram's legacy alive. So in a way, Patty, you're right. I am sort of the keeper of the legacy, the promoting, and the rest of them are pretty, they're pretty cool with it. I mean, I do get a lot of publicity. I don't make a lot of money doing it, but I have a lot of fun and go to a lot of cool places.
And you're keeping this alive. This, I mean, really, Dracula, Bram Stoker changed the world in so many ways. Look at, I'm still part of a weird vampire cult. Father Sebastian, we are international.
Yeah.
From this beautiful story that started everything. So we need you.
Well, I mean, it's, look, we don't take all the credit for it, but he certainly has he's influenced a lot of people and done great things with it. You know, not only Anne Rice and Stephen King and Charlene Harris and, you know, Stephanie Meyer, even though I'm not, you know, huge fan of Twilight, it doesn't mean it's bad. It's just not my thing. But my goodness, when he started this and this book was published in 1897, it did change the world. It transformed theater, film, and then a whole cottage industry of clothing, of products, of a lifestyle. So it is neat. And I think you'd be pretty proud of it. You know, we're sitting back, you and I. Look, you and I, we're doing well with it ourselves, helping other people, you know, figure things out, learn a bit about themselves through the things that we show people, learn things about Bram. I write my own books. You do your things. So yeah, here we are, you know, being proponents of what Bram Stoker started 127 years ago.
I love it. So now that we've got all people excited, say, come to my trip and you have a trip in October, tell people where they can know more about you, your books, where they can find you.
Yeah, so there's a couple of ways. BramStokerEstate.com is the website my wife and I run. It's very educational about Bram and the family, all those seven kids I was telling you about. It's got all my books there for sale and all that too. DacreStoker.com is a little bit more about the activities that I do, the appearances on different film and television, and also the lectures I give around the world. But I've also started something called the Stokerverse with a buddy of mine called Chris McCauley. We have actually got into RPG games, board games. We got a video game coming out. So go check out Stokerverse.com. There's many more things coming. I've got Chris right now is in San Francisco at the game development conference, working with people on very interesting games that I can't talk too much of, but you know, we're trying to go beyond literature, Patty. And besides this documentary film, getting into film, we're also trying to get into other areas. You know, gamers that love RPG or board games or video games. We want to try to keep Bram alive that way as well.
That's great. Keeping up with the times. And as we go back to ancient Transylvania.
Yes.
So again, this is dropping on April 1st. So your campaign is starting right now. So tell everybody again where they go.
Yeah. So please go to Indiegogo. It's crowdfunding, mostly used for film, but Indiegogo, The Father of Dracula. It just dropped today and it's going to be open, I think, for 60 or 90 days. But if you go to The Father of Dracula on Indiegogo, you can see all the levels, all the rewards and everything else. And please, you know, be generous, because I really think that the Dracula world, people are interested in Gothic stuff, would like to get to know Bram Stoker like he's never been depicted before. Not many people know him like I do. And Figgis and West, I think, have done a great job. We just need some help, some financial help to edit the darn thing.
I'm there. I'm donating. So, and your books, you can get on both sites, or?
The books are available all at Amazon. They're also available on bramstoker.org. I will give you one little plug. This one over my shoulder right here. If you like Dracula, but you want to know all the stuff that was taken out of it in the editing phase, I have discovered in this annotated Dracula, annotated for the 120th anniversary, all the 102 pages that were taken out, the three chapters taken out, the original ending of the novel taken out, and lots of things in between. We have reinserted and underlined it so you can see what either Bram or his publisher crossed out during the editing phase.
Thank you. Oh, that is fabulous. Check it out. Dacre Stoker, Bram Stoker Estate. Thank you. I've notes everything. I am so excited. Everybody, obviously you need to go to Romania. Everybody here. Come in May with me, come in October. And where do they find about your tours and things on your Dacre site?
If you want to know more about the tours, I work with a Transylvania-based tour company called experience-transylvania.com. And we've got a cool thing coming up, because you're going there, but we're actually renting the whole Bram Castle on October the 28th for a party.
Wow.
And another weird thing is, I hope you guys like wine, because the Romanian wine industry is like a little Napa Valley. And a friend of mine has purchased an existing vineyard, and we've renamed it, and I've come in as a minority partner of Stoker Wines. And Stoker Wines is in the area of Ceptura. It has nothing to do with Dracula, but we're going to be sponsoring this party on the 28th at Bram Castle, taking over the whole thing. And there's also a film festival called the Dracula Film Festival going on in Brasov, where, Patty, you'll be going. But that goes on October 27th to November 3rd. So all of these cool creative things coming together, good wine, good fun. And you can find that on experience-transylvania.com.
You guys, go. Come to both. Come to mine, then to go to the expert. Yeah.
Absolutely.
But what a great place to over Halloween. My God, nothing better. Yeah,
for sure.
So, oh my God, Dacre, thank you. I am more excited than ever, finally, to get to meet you. Thank you for your magic. Thank you for your tour tips. You guys, check them out. Donate to this amazing project. So thank you for bringing a little vampire magic to the witching hour.
Absolutely. And I hope you have a great time. I will follow up and send you those things to read and look at, because that'll enhance the trip.
Yes, please. Thank you.
Okay. Take care, everybody.